mood. I'm in a silly mood.
Stop it. This is a very serious podcast.
How's your day been?
So it was alright, actually.
So you had an Easter egg hunt?
Yeah, it was really annoying, actually, because they planned it when I was in a meeting. And they did the same thing last year. Only last year, they'd hidden Easter eggs in every single part of the office, so, like, people burst into my meeting.
Oh, sorry, can we just pause this very important meeting? The team think that they found a bit of chocolate.
And obviously, I'd picked up all the eggs from the room.
Yeah.
Because I'm not an idiot.
Yeah. Again, pros and cons of working for yourself. Yeah.
Sure.
There's been no Easter egg hunt. I did like a manic search through the house for chocolate. So yeah. There was a sort of hunt.
Yes.
Of some kind.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't find any.
Are you free for a quick chat?
Okay. Hello and welcome to HRUOK, hun. I can't do
it
now.
It's the worst bit.
Yeah, it is the worst bit.
You got it. You just do it.
Okay. I'm not going to say hello, maybe.
Okay, fine.
Should I?
Yeah.
Hello! Easter Father Man here. Santa Easter Bunny.
Please try again.
Hello, and welcome to HRUOK, hun, the podcast dedicated to the stupid, disgusting, and weird world of work. Through the eyes of the office answer to, I'm not like other mums, I'm a cool mum, HR.
That's us. That's all of us, collectively.
Each episode, we'll be sharing the most horrendous work stories, spreading the latest office gossip, and answering your HR conundrums. I'm Lizzie Boyd, and joining me today, surprise, surprise, it's...
Yeah, right.
You okay, hun?
I am. I'm good. Are you okay, hun?
Yeah. What's been going on?
Really not a lot.
Oh, God.
I know.
And at the time of recording, we're coming up to our Easter weekend.
Yes, which I'm very ready for, actually, yeah. I have to say.
Yeah. Got any big plans?
Decorating.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Come
big,
on.
Big day. No, I'm actually just quite looking forward to doing a lot of nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, very important. Pink, white or fizz?
I feel like we haven't gone a fizz yet. Let's go a fizz.
Shall we?
Shall we?
Hey. Oh, great.
Lovely.
I just spilled it. Oh my God, that is
ASMR. Thank
that
you.
That is ASMR. Okay, well, cheers.
Oh, and it's vegan, so... It did say that on the front, suitable for vegans, and I thought, lovely.
The vegan wearing leather shoes.
Yeah. I was telling my mum about it the other day when we went for pizza, and I came over and said, oh, sorry, it's not vegan because it's got honey in it. And you went, oh yeah, I'm not that vegan.
Thank you once again to everyone who sent in their workplace tales, rumours and HR questions. And as always, if you'd like to get in touch, send us an email at...
HRUOKHun@gmail.com.
You can also DM us on Instagram, or you can find our super secret Google form for extra anonymity. Our first story is called The Smoking Hun. I was working for a conference company and travelling a lot for work. It was a young team, and so the prospect of travel was a big plus for everyone. Often we'd take Oh my God, is it often? I do this every time.
Often.
Often.
Often. I'd say often.
Often.
Yeah.
Often.
We often go there.
Often.
I would say both. Oh my God, I say different things at different times.
Okay, how about this? We'd regularly take a few days after business to explore the places we were visiting. Lovely.
Yeah, great. Right. Surely that's the whole point of doing it.
Yeah. On this particular occasion, my colleague and I were sent to run a conference in San Francisco.
Oh, lovely.
Really nice. Have you been?
Yeah, quite a few times, actually.
A few times?
Yeah, my dad's company used to have an office there, shall we say? I don't really know.
That sounds really dodgy. Sounds like your dad's into something.
We don't know. I don't know. I just went as a child.
Okay.
And then I went back 8 years ago.
Amazing.
Yeah.
What's it like?
Lovely. It's a similar vibe to Brighton, to a place.
I'd love to go.
Yeah, maybe we'll go after.
Does your dad still work there?
No. I mean, we could ask him if he would get us some flights.
Yeah, please.
See what he says.
Don't ask, don't get.
Absolutely.
Our company, like many others, had a strict hotel spend policy that was uniform no matter the location. This obviously doesn't work for the US.
Right, yeah.
Where hotel fees are extortionate. Oh, it actually says exorbitant.
Oh, that is a really good word.
Oh my God, I'm so thick.
Say it again.
Exorbitant. Get it in my vocabulary.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll start that bit again. This obviously doesn't work for the US, where hotel fees are exorbitant. And so we ended up in a literal halfway house.
Oh no!
Halfway across the city, where prisoners and addicts were hanging out right outside our ground floor room all night long.
Oh my God!
Yeah, not quite St. James Street vibes.
Yeah, there's some places where you walk and you're like, I should not be here.
When you're in a foreign place, I don't know why, but it's just so much more scary.
Yeah.
I think it's because you don't know where to go.
Yeah.
And you don't know if like anyone would be on your side.
Yeah. They might try and sell you off.
Yeah. I don't think they'd get much, but...
No. When I was little, there are two stories from this particular day. Family holiday.
Yeah.
We're in Portugal. Splash World.
Lovely bit of business.
It's sunny. It's like mid to late 90s.
Yeah.
You've got Venga Boys pumping out. Best day ever.
Yeah.
You know how you put the towels down? Like you have your base and then you sort of go off and whatever. I went off to the toilet, got stuck in the toilet.
Oh no.
In the door.
My other worst nightmare.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, I'm in a foreign country. No one's going to understand if I'm like shouting help.
Even though you're in a tourist.
Yeah.
Yeah. And help, you know, is relatively universal.
Pretty universal.
Yeah.
Anyway, 7-year-old Logic said, say help, but in a foreign accent.
Yeah, that does not surprise me that she did that.
So I was just like, help! Like this generic, oh, this is what foreign people sound
That's
like.
That's amazing.
Help! Eventually someone came and released the xenophobic child from the cubicle.
The mental image of that is, yeah.
The other thing that happened that exact same day,
yeah.
Me and my sister went on those slides that are like, you know, the really intense.
Yeah.
Anyway, came back to the towels and then my sister ran off very quickly and in her wake was a brown splodge on the towel. Now, I knew what had happened.
Yeah.
And siblings being siblings, I was not about to let this go.
Why would you? I mean, this is what, 25 years ago and we are still not letting it go?
No. Yeah. And I said to Mum, I was like, Mum, Jenny's done a poo on the... And Mum was like, no, she hasn't. Don't be ridiculous. And like, I was trying to protect her. And I was like, she has. And then I was like, getting close to it and Mum was like, batting me away. So yeah, it turned out she'd given herself a colonic on the slide.
No.
So public service announcement, yeah. Always cross your legs.
Yeah.
And clench your
clench
bum.
Clench your bum.
She's going to kill me. Real tangent there.
Really good.
Okay.
Worth it though.
So we're back in the room and there are addicts and prisoners outside. After the conference, my colleague and I had a few days where we weren't due at work until the middle of the following week. So we took some time to explore the city. Keeping in mind, we're now totally off the clock.
Mm-hmm.
Given that weed is legal in California, we were curious about the cannabis shop, so we went into one. My colleague took a picture of me outside the shop, which I posted on my private Instagram page. Later that evening, we tried a bit of cannabis chocolate, which didn't have much of an effect, but let's just say I slept well that night.
Yeah, I mean, apart from the halfway house, lovely time.
Really nice.
Good trip, exploring the local
cuisine.
Cuisine, yes, great.
6 days later, I'm due at work. However, at the end of my trip, I picked up an unfortunate case of food poisoning. I had to take a couple of days off.
Right.
Standard for any Brit abroad.
Yeah, it's classic, isn't
it? We can't handle any flavour.
Travel tummy.
Yeah. When I got to the office the next day, all was well. My colleagues were asking about the trip and I was feeling happy-ish to be back at work. Feeling good. That lasted a total of 20 minutes. I was called into a small, sweltering glass room... by our HR manager. I didn't understand why.
Yeah.
She started asking me about my food poisoning, my symptoms.
Like you want to know.
What colour was it?
Yeah. Got any pictures?
What consistency, please?
Springs up the Bristol stool chart, like...
I forgot that existed. The Bristol stool chart. I questioned why I was being interrogated and that I was telling the truth. And then she mentioned my social media post and suggested otherwise. I was confused. My Instagram is private, so there's no way the company could have seen my story. Besides, the last story I posted was over a week ago outside the cannabis shop. Surely not.
Yeah.
But yes, the company was suggesting that I was lying about the food poisoning because I'd been captured standing outside a cannabis dispensary a week ago. I was given one strike, three strikes, and you're out. I think that's bullshit.
What awful environment.
That's so shit.
Yeah.
Later on, I found out that one of my other colleagues had made a comment the day before to the HR director that I was probably feeling the after effects of weed from my Instagram story. And I wasn't aware that weed in California was laced with crack.
No. Is it? I don't know. Is it? Dispensary.
No. I mean, crack is bad for you. Very Moorish. She'd been my friend. Oh.
Oh.
We'd been on lunches and nights out together. And from that day onwards, I blocked every colleague I had on Instagram.
Yeah, fair reaction.
And to this day, I never let my colleagues into my private life.
That's a strong, and I get it, it's a strong reaction.
I've got concerns about them being in a halfway house.
Yeah!
You'd have to pick up some extra work around there to pay your way. I'm your private dancer.
Also, I didn't realise you could just stay in halfway houses. It's not like an Airbnb type situation where they had a free
maybe
room.
It's like a motel that's also a halfway.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
That would be very fun American. For about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, a motel, just like in the movies. And then you'd be like, oh, a motel, just like in the movies.
That's what I was about to say. I would spend the whole time assuming I was either going to be murdered or see a murder.
Yeah, or do a murder.
Yeah, already slightly worried about being murdered. And then you chuck in some extra.
Chuck in some crack.
Yeah.
And you're cooking with gas.
Yeah, not the kind of gas you want.
Ooh. Stupid. Have you ever been given a warning?
No.
You've not?
No.
Oh my God.
Way too terrified.
You can't be a chef and never taste the food. I've been given a warning.
Go on.
So I came into work once and my manager was like, Lizzie, I need to speak to you. I was like, oh my God, what have I done?
Yeah.
Also, she didn't take me to a room in the office. She took me out to a coffee shop.
Nope.
So I was in public. Got a coffee, sat down. She's like, right, this is really bad, what I'm going to say to you. You've deleted a load of important data off our shared spreadsheet, and that's a data breach. You leave me with no choice other than to issue you with a first warning and go through a process with me.
Yeah, yeah.
You are an HR manager, but yeah, whatever.
I'll take it, yeah.
Sure. I was like, oh my God. And I was nearly in tears because I was like, I can't believe I've done that. I was just like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Got back to the office, opened up the spreadsheet, and I'd just hidden the columns.
I was just about to say, had you hidden them? Yes.
Hidden the columns because I was working on it. And then I told her and she was like, unfortunately, I can't take back.
You're joking.
Yeah. She just hated me, I think.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, bye, bitch.
Oh my God.
Oh, no. Okay, this next story is called
On the Road Again.
I worked for a large haulage company. Our drivers travelled all over Europe, and we had very strict working regulations when it came to rest breaks and route planning. They were so strict that even if a driver was 5 minutes away from their destination, if they'd been driving for too long, they'd have to stop for a rest.
Wow.
God, I'd love to have that for myself, just in doing anything.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, sorry, I'm legally obliged to have a rest
now. I really
need a rest. I really need a rest. One particular driver's activity had been flagged by the logistics team, as they were taking breaks in a very specific location regularly. Not too much of an issue, but it was more that they were resting before they were scheduled to, which meant that there was more risk of having to have mandated rest again before reaching their destination, which was a bit annoying. The driver was asked about it, and they told us that it was a favoured spot as there was a good food van there, and that they'd appreciate a bit of flexibility on rest times, as they tended to get tired very quickly these days.
Reasonable adjustments.
Reasonable adjustment, fine. Happy to help.
Yeah, accommodating.
Yeah. This seemed reasonable to us, and we were happy to be flexible.
Good.
Good HR person. Mm. It seemed to work well for everyone. They continued to use their favourite rest spot, and our deliveries continued to arrive on schedule for the customers, until one day, they didn't arrive.
Mm. Why? Why, Lizzie? Why didn't they arrive?
Okay. Our customer services team were contacted by a number of clients to say their deliveries hadn't arrived, and they were getting worried. A quick search for the route and the driver details brought up our old friend and showed that the lorry was in fact still located at their favourite rest stop. Curious.
Mm.
When the customer service team and route manager had no luck contacting the driver, we, HR, got called. We couldn't reach them either, but we eventually got through to the driver's next of kin to see if they'd heard anything. They had.
Mm.
It wasn't the first call this family member had received that day. In fact, just 2 hours previous, they'd received a phone call from the local police station. The driver had been arrested under the Sexual Offences Act. It didn't take long for us to put together the pieces of the puzzle. Favourite location on the side of a highway.
Yeah.
Consistent time of day, and usually on consistent days of the week. Yes, they'd been dogging on company time.
In a company vehicle as well?
Yeah.
You're not even allowed to smoke in a company vehicle. I'm not sure you're supposed to go dogging.
Eat, sleep, work, dog, repeat.
Yeah.
Needless to say, the driver was soon released with a caution from the police, a dismissal from us, and a lot of questions from their spouse, who, from our short call, was pretty angry.
To also kick up a bit of a fuss and be like, look, sorry, but if you could just be a bit flexible, because I do actually really need this time.
Yeah.
I get tired.
Reasonable adjustment.
Yes.
Oh my God, what if he's like, I'm addicted to sex. Okay, no, fair enough. Yeah, I just
want to admit that. Absolutely. Do whatever you need. We will support you.
And we'll supply the condom. Did you see the Channel 4 documentary about dogging?
No.
It was amazing.
Was
obviously.
It?
Really good. So they all had like masks on.
Yeah.
They were interviewing the guy in the lorry. The interviewer was like, so what are you like looking for and doing this? And he was like, looking for the same thing as everyone else, really. The furry triangle.
Absolutely not. You cannot call it that. That is unacceptable.
I think you mean Winnersh triangle. Emily, this inspired a quiz that I saw recently.
Oh, excellent.
So I have a quiz for you.
Yeah.
It's called Service Station or Cheese.
Great.
Play at home.
Yes.
So the following are names of either cheese or service station.
Okay.
Question number one.
Yeah.
Peas pottage.
Service station.
Lovely. Duddleswell.
Service station.
Cheese. Oh. Rivington.
Service station.
Correct.
Yes.
Are you just going to say service station?
No, I promise I won't. Unless I think it's a service station, obviously.
Kidderton Ash.
Service station?
It's a cheese.
Mm.
It's a goat's cheese.
Oh.
Chevington.
Cheese.
Correct.
Yes.
Haven't actually been counting how many you've got correct.
Enough.
Did you like that?
Yeah, that was really good. I love the quiz.
Yeah.
I also don't mind a low stakes quiz like that, where you know, you're like,
don't give a fuck.
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. I used to work in a call centre in my early 20s. Hilarious time. No one actually cared about their job. We used to have someone that would call up who didn't have an account, and he was known as the foot fetish guy.
Yeah.
There's always one. I got to the point where it'd been months and I'd never got him, and I wanted to get the foot fetish guy. I wanted to see what all the fuss is about. Why is everyone freaking out about the foot fetish guy? And how can someone have a foot fetish on the telephone?
Mm.
Good question.
It's a good question.
But one day it happened. I got a call from a very bumbly and flustered man saying things a bit like, oh, I've got my account number somewhere. Hang on a minute. Where was it? I'm just being polite, saying things like, no problem, sir, etc., etc. He then started saying something along the lines of, oh, I'd better find it or my wife will get really angry. Again, I politely replied, okay, no problem, sir. No rush, I'm still here. And that's when it began. She's quite big, you know, my wife. Alarm bells started to ring, so I changed the subject and asked him again, how are you getting on finding that account number?
Yeah.
His reply, yeah, she's actually really big, and she's got big feet as well. At this point, I'm like, okay, here we are.
Yeah, I know who this is,
Hello. Been waiting for your call.
Yeah.
He went on to ask me if I was tall, to which I proudly, and without thinking, replied, yes, I am, actually.
Immediately swept up. So good.
You could be an absolute, like, pig. Someone's like, I like your hair. I'm like, oh, thank you.
Yeah, that's lovely. Yeah.
I'd love to be a tall lady. He then went on to ask me if I had big feet. Of course.
Yeah.
Which is when I stood up and started desperately and flamboyantly flapping around to let my teammates know that I got the foot fetish guy. So they could try and catch him. He always cottoned on eventually and got away before we could
try to kill him.
But he'd usually ring about 3 times a week to ask about our feet.
Oh my God.
Highlight of the week, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Last time in a call centre.
I hope they had like some sort of tally or like a game. They should make a game out
of it. You
know,
in those places where it's like 5 days since last major accident.
Oh my God. Okay, this last story for you, Emily. Mm-hmm. Fashion. Short and sweet. Could have been gossip as well. But we've actually... By the way, thank you, everyone. We've got loads of gossip this week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great.
And we've had some confessions. So I moved this into stories.
Yeah.
I used to work with a girl back in the day who was absolutely... I just noticed this. Who was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Like, really, really good. Very fun. Glamorous. Proper dark horse when it came to going out as well.
Nice.
One day, she turns up at work in this gorgeous camel-coloured jacket. She's got all her makeup on, her hair looks great, she's immaculate, she looks dead smart.
Lovely.
Dream of being
that person. That's not me.
It's never going to happen for me.
Even when I think I look smart, I'm like, stand next to someone else and I'm like, oh, that's what I was going for, but I have not achieved it.
I tried to wear, like, leather trousers the other day.
Did you?
But they were just rustling around the whole time. I couldn't get out of the house. I just thought, oh, get over yourself.
Yeah.
You're not.
Sit on something plastic and squeak. Yeah. And
can't do it.
At least you tried.
Yeah. One day we'll be glam. No.
Maybe we're glam old ladies.
Lovely. I went to a Botox party last week.
What?
It's not kicked in yet. Still got a bit of movement. It usually takes about a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I look forward to seeing you next week.
Yeah. I'll be stiff as a board. Anyway, we all have to get into a group meeting. It's a big sales team. And it was really hot in the meeting room from all the people.
Mm-hmm.
She was sweltering. And I was just like, take your jacket off.
Yeah.
But she wouldn't. I kept pressing her. In the end, she turned to me and mouthed, I can't. I don't have anything underneath.
What?
She'd gone out the night before, like a dirty little stop out. She'd met someone, had a romantic one night with them, wrecked her dress in the process, had to go to work. Next day, she only had a coat to wear.
No! Call in sick!
Call in sick! Be late.
Yeah!
Be late.
Be late, go via a shop.
That is the kind of anxiety that, I mean, you're naked at work.
Yeah, I couldn't.
Well, someone's like, coats off, please.
Yeah. They go, we're all going to donate our coats to the homeless.
Yeah. What, you're not giving your coat to the homeless?
Yes.
It's a bad idea.
It is. No.
I'd be calling in sick immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're moving on to gossip. Oh my god, have you got any gossip? Oh my god, I'm actually just crack on the door. Oh my god, it's outrageous. What the actual F? Okay. So thank you to everyone for sending in your gossip and confessions. We might have to make a separate confessions corner.
Oh my god, yes.
So I'll stick them all together for now.
Yeah.
But please keep sending them in because they are amazing. First bit of gossip. I got sick of my manager taking credit for my work, so I made a really crap deck for a presentation he was doing and watched as his manager took him in for a quick chat afterwards.
That's sweet revenge.
That's petty, but beautiful.
It's the level. Petty. That yeah. We love. Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Quick chat.
Yeah.
Won't do that again.
Won't do it again.
Yeah.
Let us know how that goes. But love
it. Yeah, 100% backing it.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, next bit. Apparently, Brian from sales actually didn't go to Australia last month. People are saying that he actually had to do community service.
No.
Brilliant.
Really, really good.
Imagine seeing someone you thought was in Australia and they're just like in a park painting the fence.
With one of those little high-vis jackets on.
Terry, are you...
Good eye, mate. I love that people are still using gone to Australia as an excuse.
Yeah, maybe it's a euphemism.
Maybe. It just feels like quite a 90s thing. Do you know what I mean? Because like Australia's and you can't really get there.
Yeah. I once left a job. I just didn't want to be there anymore.
Yeah.
But my manager was really needy. Mm. And she was like, oh my God, why are you leaving? I was like, oh, I'm going to go to Australia. And I never did.
I never did.
It's like, yeah, I'm going to go travelling. Yeah.
No.
I just went to work in another shop.
Amazing.
Okay. Next bit of gossip. It's unsubstantiated, but thought you might enjoy this anyway. Don't worry.
Yeah. As previously discussed, we do not check anything.
No, all of it is unsubstantiated.
Yeah, as it should be.
Yeah. Apparently, Renee from the Croydon office arranged a secret date with Sarah from Crawley and they were texting for ages. She's married. Well, he wasn't in last week and people are saying that Sarah's husband turned up for the date and they had a massive brawl.
No!
Gorgeous, gorgeous gossip. Let us know what happened. Please get back in touch.
That's the sort of stuff that makes you thrilled to be in an office.
Thrilled.
I mean, it's horrible, but... That thing where you see like little pockets of people whispering and then it gets to you and you're like, what? What's this?
Now? Yeah.
Have you heard about Renee?
Where's Sarah? Is she in? He wasn't in last week.
Yeah,
but Sarah
can substantiate this, surely.
Sarah, please write in.
Yeah.
How are things with your husband?
And Renee.
Yeah.
Is Renee alive?
God, this could go all the way to the top.
It's the top in this scenario.
Probably HR, man.
Yeah, sure.
At worst, 111.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Love that. Okay, heads up, by the way. So this is the last thing, and I'm not sure I believe it.
Okay.
But I'm including it anyway because it's funny. It's a confession, and it relates to another episode. So episode 3, the toilet roll thief.
Yeah.
I think that's me. I just like the work ones because they come in the nice paper wrapping, and I enjoy the thrill. Someone put that on the anonymous.
No!
If that's... Are you kidding me, by the way? Is this a joke?
Oh, my God. If it's not a joke, then... Firstly, people listen.
We've got a listener.
Secondly...
It does go all the way to the top.
Yeah.
Love that, though.
Really good. Really strong confession.
Paper wrapping must be who gives a crap.
Yeah.
If you've got who gives a crap paper wrapping, paper wrapped... God, it's a tongue twister. Original person who wrote in, please write in and verify, does the toilet paper...
Yeah.
Is it who gives a crap?
What's a fancy office having who gives a crap toilet paper?
Yeah. Probably B Corp.
Yeah, fair.
Classic. So, Emily,
yeah.
Of all our stories, who's your HR soul of the week?
It's got to be the person that did the shit presentation.
Yeah, lovely.
I've got a lot of time for it.
It's a big move.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, totally, totally what that person deserved.
Oh, God, yeah, lovely.
Yours?
Probably the dogger.
Yeah, nice. Also bold. Different way, but different. Bold.
Yeah, bold. No, that's totally normal. Okay, so now we move finally on to Advice Corner.
Oh, yeah.
If you have a workplace conundrum or question and you want a couple of half-pissed HR people to give you advice...
Well, who wouldn't?
Write it. We're your guys.
Mm.
Hello.
That is us.
That is us, guys.
Big time.
Big demo. There are no other podcasts giving advice. Okay, and a note. Even if we don't read out your question on the pod, we'll do our best to get back to you or at least point you in the right direction. Because we can't bloody help ourselves. Pathetic. It was a particularly busy time at work, so I decided to get in early and get cracking. When I arrived, I saw my colleague was already in the office and sat at his computer. He didn't hear me come in, but just as I was about to say good morning, I noticed that he was shuffling in that kind of way.
Yeah.
And on his screen was porn.
Yeah, we all knew that was coming.
Yeah. If you haven't put the pieces together.
Yeah.
The early bird catches the worm.
Catches the sperm.
A wank in time, today is nine.
This is supposed to be the serious bit when we help.
A wank in time before nine. Sorry. Okay. In the heat of the moment, I quietly retreated and then loudly entered the corridor again.
Yeah.
And the room with as much coughing and banging about as possible, which seemed to do the trick.
Lovely.
Was that the right call? What should I have done? What would you have done in that situation?
I think as a colleague, I would have done the same.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't feel comfortable bringing it up because...
He's already brought it up.
He's...
And some.
That's a lot, isn't it, for first thing in the morning. And you get in early doors and you're like, I'll just get some stuff done. And then you're like, oh.
I mean, brazen.
Yeah.
What time did you get in?
Yeah. This also, why really is there no controls on the internet?
Oh, yeah. Maybe... I can't say I've ever tried to access porn at work.
I can't say I have
not
either, but...
I'm not sure how many places. There's like a small company, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
He's got a VPN. Virtual Porn Network.
I don't know. I don't know what it stands for.
Us. Well, vagina porn now.
Yeah, I think you did the right thing. I don't know what I'd have done in that situation, but it sounds uncomfortable.
Yeah. I would have snuck up behind him, yeah. Tapped him on the shoulder and gone, morning.
I think HR me would have done the same thing and then would have later said, I think I happened to notice something that you maybe shouldn't have been looking at work.
Or doing at work.
Yeah, this is unofficial. But if it happens again, it will be more official.
What's your version of porn that's on your work laptop?
I don't know, actually.
Mine's dogs dressed as bees or stung by bees.
Sure, sure.
Because they got little puffy faces.
Yeah. I don't think any of mine's very interesting. No, I think it's all quite boring. A lot of, like, you know, we have these conversations about people and then you have to Google who the actor is and what film.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of that on my work.
Like, yeah, I love.
Yes.
I love Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
quick Google.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, sorry, did I say love? I meant hate.
Yeah, used to.
Yeah, sorry, don't know. You did the right thing?
Yeah. If it happens again, act differently.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. God, that is rank. And also, make sure they're washing their hands.
Yeah.
Or join in.
Tell me what time you start.
Yeah. Oh my God, we're having a team meeting. No one invited me.
Didn't know it was No Pants Wednesday.
No Pants Wednesday. Okay, question number two.
Yeah.
Final question. I hooked up with my boss a couple of weeks ago, and now it's really weird, and she's being really cold and weirdly formal. Any advice?
Oh, wow.
Oh, you dipped your nib in the office ink.
I mean, firstly, you don't talk about it in the office. You've got to find out why she's being weird, whether it's because she wished she hadn't done it or she wishes she could do it more.
Yeah.
But you've got to go somewhere and have a coffee or a glass of wine or neutral territory where she's not the boss.
Yes. That's brilliant advice.
Thank you.
Oh, God. Yes, I hope that advice is helpful. Oh, well, that's about all we have time for today. And also, that's all my stomach can take.
Because yeah.
There's been a lot of dogging.
Yeah.
No poo this time, though.
That's nice.
I think this might be our cleanest episode.
It might be.
Okay, thank you for listening to another episode of HR You Okay, Hun? Okay. And thank you, Emily.
Oh, well, thank you.
Important. Please, like and share and subscribe and rate 5 stars.
Yeah, if you're not going to rate 5 stars, don't do it.
Yeah. We don't want your 4 or no. 3 or 2.
No, we don't want room for improvement.
No.
We just want smashed it out of the park.
We want smashed it out of the park. We want insincere praise.
Yeah, could not have done better. The Cannot podcast believe. The world needed.
Yeah, 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 all that stuff. So yeah. Yes, please. And a huge thank you again to everyone who sent in their questions, gossip and stories.
Yeah.
If you have something you want to tell us, get in touch at hruokhun@gmail.com or DM me, hun, on Instagram. That's all. That's it. Good.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye. Bye, bitch.
Are you free for a quick chat?